Shalom to all. Today we're learning Maseches Beitza, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Daled, Mishnah Hey. And today's Mishnahs are being learned with Chosar Shalom, Zalm, Mivzugasa, Marsiyat, Vichoyetz, Chalot, Sayim, and they should be benched with a Sachat, Slochan, Siad, Dishmaya, good health, Parnasa, Beshafa, and Cult of Sela, and Bischos, Estobas, Rachel, she should be Zechar, find Ruziva, Kagon, Bekar of Mamish. Now Mishnah Daled discusses a Bechar, a firstborn male animal which is kosher. We know it has to be given to a Kayin, and it's brought as a carbon. Now if it has a mum, a blemish, which is permanent, so then it loses its Kedusha, and it's allowed to be Shechted. So the Mishnah tells us, Bechar Shanafal Abar, on Yontif, his animal, which is a Bechar, fell into a pit, and he's afraid that the animal's going to die, and he doesn't want it to die before shechting it, because again, that's a loss of money, and the reason why he thinks he could shecht it is because he sees that it has a mum on it. Now, what needs to be determined is whether or not this is a type of mum that takes away its kedusha and allows him to shecht it, and number two, whether or not it had this mum from yesterday, because if it got this mum by falling into the pit, which means it only got this mum on Yontif, well, the animal is not considered a muchan. Before Yontif, it didn't have this mum, so it's not allowed to be shechted anyway. However, if we're able to determine that it had this mum before Yontif, that means it really is muchan, and he'd be allowed to take it out of the pit and shecht it. So Rabbi Huda says, Yerid mum chavayira, an expert mum checker should go down and take a look, im yesh by mum, if it has a mum, and it's clear this mum was there yesterday, yalav yishchet, so he could bring it out of the pit and shecht it. Vim lav, but if not, lo yishchet, so he's not allowed to shecht it. However, Rabbi Shimon says, kol she'ein mumay nikr, if it didn't have a recognizable mum on it already before Yontif, that's not considered minamuchan, and bringing an expert to come and take a look at it is not sufficient enough, and he would not be allowed to shech this animal. And moving on to Mishnah Hey, Behema Shemesa, an animal that died on Yontif, lo yizizenimim kaima, it's not allowed to be moved from its place. Now this animal that we're talking about over here is Kadshim, and the reason why it's not allowed to be moved is because it has Kedusha and needs to be buried, so it's Mukta and it just simply can't be moved on Yontif. However, if this animal was a regular animal, it was Chulin, and it was sick before Yontif, and he knew it might die, so he is allowed to move it, meaning he's allowed to cut it up and give it to his dogs or whoever would eat an avela, because he had already had in mind before Yontif that it's very possible it's going to die and therefore would be considered muchan. Now, Maisa, there's a story of Vishalos Reb Tarfin Aleha. They asked Reb Tarfin about this case, Ve'ala Chala Shenetma, and on Chala, which is supposed to be taken off Gdo and given to a Kayin, which became Tamei, Ve'nichas Beis HaMedresh, Vishal, and he went into the Beis HaMedresh and he asked everyone sitting there what the halacha is with them, Ba'amru Loi, and they told him, Lo Yezizim Im Kaimam, they're not allowed to be moved from their places. Since they're not fit for anything, and the Chala is Tamei, so Kayin's not allowed to eat it, he's not allowed to use it, therefore they're mukta and they're not allowed to be moved. We're going to stop here for the day, pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Vav and Zayin. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.